Eat stress-free this spring with Factor's delicious, ready-to-eat meals. Every fresh, never-frozen meal is chef-crafted, dietitian-approved, and ready to eat in just 2 minutes. Choose from a weekly menu of 35 options, including popular dishes like Calorie Smart, Keto, Protein Plus, or Vegan and Veggie. Also, discover more than 60 add-ons every week like breakfast, on-the-go lunch, snacks and beverages to help you stay fueled and feel good all day long. What are you waiting for? Get started today and fuel up for your springtime goals. Head to factormeals.com/5minute50 and use code 5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box. That's code 5minute50 at factormeals.com/5minute50 to get 50% off your first box plus 20% off your next box.
Coming up on 5 Minute News. US CDC recommends vaccinated Americans wear masks indoors. Police recount mayhem and attempted coup in US Capitol riot. And Biden mileage rule to exceed Obama climate goal. It's Wednesday, July 28. I'm Anthony Davis. Americans fully vaccinated against COVID-19 should go back to wearing masks in indoor public places in regions where the coronavirus, and especially the Delta variant, are spreading rapidly, U.S. authorities said on Tuesday. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention also recommended all students and teachers at kindergarten through 12th grade wear masks regardless of vaccination status. The CDC said children should return to full-time in-person learning in the fall with proper prevention strategies. The changes mark a reversal of the CDC's announcement in May that prompted millions of vaccinated Americans to shed their face coverings. The United States leads the world in the daily average number of new infections, accounting for 1 in every 9 cases reported worldwide each day. The 7-day average for new cases has been rising sharply and stands at 57,126, still about a quarter of the pandemic peak. The CDC said that 63% of U.S. counties had high transmission rates that warranted mask wearing. The Delta variant is highly transmissible. In May, the agency advised that fully vaccinated people do not need to wear masks outdoors and could avoid wearing them indoors in most places. Guidance, the agency said, would allow life to begin to return to normal. The new CDC recommendations are not binding, and many Americans, especially in Republican-leaning states, may choose not to follow them. At least 8 states bar schools from requiring masks. Masks became a political issue in the United States under former President Donald Trump, who resisted mandating face coverings. President Joe Biden has embraced masks and mandated them for transit hubs days after taking office. 4 police officers on Tuesday told lawmakers they were beaten, taunted with racial insults, heard threats including "kill him with his own gun," and thought they might die as they struggled to defend the U.S. Capitol on January 6 against a mob of then-President Donald Trump's supporters. Often tearful, sometimes profane, the officers called the rioters terrorists engaged in an attempted coup during a 3.5-hour congressional hearing, in which they also criticized Republican lawmakers who've sought to downplay the attack. "I feel like I went to hell and back to protect the people in this room," said District of Columbia Police Officer Michael Fanone, referring to lawmakers. "The indifference shown to my colleagues is disgraceful," he added, slamming his hand onto the witness table. It was a dramatic first hearing for a Democratic-led House of Representatives committee formed despite opposition by Trump's fellow Republicans to investigate the worst violence at the Capitol since the British invasion in the War of 1812. The officers urged lawmakers to determine what happened, including whether Trump or others helped instigate it. Committee Chairman Benny Thompson and Republican panel member Liz Cheney warned against whitewashing, a riot in which more than 535 people now face criminal charges, even as Trump allies portray the panel as politically motivated. Cheney, stripped of her House Republican leadership post after denouncing Trump's election lies, said she hopes the nation does not become so blinded by partisanship that we throw away the miracle of American democracy. The committee expected to explore questions about how the riot was organized and financed, as well as law enforcement's lack of preparedness, heard the most detailed public account to date of what police encountered during the rampage. More than 100 officers were injured by the hundreds of rioters. In a major step against climate change, President Joe Biden is proposing a return to aggressive Obama-era vehicle mileage standards over 5 years. He's then aiming for even tougher anti-pollution rules after that to forcefully reduce greenhouse gas emissions and nudge 40% of U.S. drivers into electric vehicles by the decade's end. The proposed rules from the Environmental Protection Agency and Department of Transportation are expected to be released as early as next week, according to four industry and government officials who've been briefed on the plan. They spoke on the condition of anonymity because the standards haven't been finalized. But administration officials have been discussing the numbers with the auto industry. Making good on Biden's promise during the presidential campaign, the regulatory action would tighten tailpipe emissions standards rolled back under President Donald Trump. Requirements ramp up in 2025 to Obama-era levels of a 5% annual increase in the mileage standard and a similar cut in emissions. They then go higher than that for model year 2026, perhaps in the range of 6 or 7%. Neither the EPA nor the Transport Department would comment on the proposal. The new standards go partway in meeting the demand from environmental groups, several of which were pushing for a quick return to at least the Obama-era standards to counteract the Trump rollbacks. Car emissions are the single biggest U.S. contributor to climate change. You can subscribe to 5-Minute News on YouTube with your preferred podcast app. Ask your smart speaker or enable 5-Minute News as your Amazon Alexa flash briefing skill. Subscribe, rate, and review online at 5minute.news. 5-Minute News is an evergreen podcast covering politics, inequality, health, and climate, delivering independent, unbiased, and essential world news. Daily.
I'm Allison Holland, host of the Kennedy Dynasty podcast. Equipped with a microphone and a long-term fascination of the Kennedy family, I am joined by an incredible cast of experts, friends, and guests to take you on a fun, relaxed, yet informative journey through history and pop culture. From book references to fashion to philanthropy to our modern expectations of the presidency itself, you'll see that there is so much more to Kennedy than just JFK or conspiracy theories. Join me for the Kennedy Dynasty podcast.